learned. They like have learned things, and so they now are learned.
The Learned League?
The Learned League.
Is this something you created?
It is not something I've created. It's something I became a part of because I was referred by someone who is already a member of the league, which is the only way you can be a part of the league. I guess probably if you save the life of somebody who is in the league, you could probably be part of it as well.
Fair.
But it's okay. All about trivia, basically. So the main thing is the main thing that they do is they have these seasons of trivia contests, which they do online. So every day during the season, or every weekday, they like send out an email or a thing that has like six questions on it, and you answer the questions, and each day you're like faced off against somebody else. So if you answer the questions better than they do, then you get more points and you win, against them.
Are they like essay questions?
No, they're not generally essay questions, but they are like rather obtuse or rather like not, the general thing you might know offhand. This person in this person's diary, they wrote about the Fire of London and the Great Plague and something else that happened in England in 1669. And you're supposed to know that it's Samuel Pepys.
Peeps.
Oh, it's Peeps. Penis.
Peeps. Yeah. It's just Peeps.
Peeps? P-E-P-Y-S?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, see, Peeps. That's one I didn't know, but I did pretty well because out of the – how many people are in it? Is it 12 or 24 in my particular Rundle is what it's called? I think it's 24. I was like in the top six, although I didn't know that particular question. I've known a lot of questions. But that particular league or that particular season ended – in like late September or mid September. And there's the next one doesn't start till November. But in the meantime, there's this one that's all about movies. And there's always a question and there's like a picture and you have to, it's called Just Images Movies. And I've been doing pretty well with that. Like one of them was, had a picture of, like the little logo of the men's room, like the way the man looks.
Yes.
It was like a picture and it had like a whole bunch of guys like that, except they didn't have any heads. But then there was like one that was a different color and it had a head. And it said like this image calls to mind the tagline and manner of execution for what 1986 cult movie? Any guesses?
I don't know the Warriors?
No. Nah. A bunch of headless
headless guys and then one with a head.
And just one with a head.
Does the number of guys matter?
The number of headless guys does not matter. It does matter that there's only one with the head.
Ah.
Because there can be only one.
Oh, Highlander.
Oh, Highlander.
Oh, gotcha. Yes.
So,
should have got that. Yeah, it makes you feel like a dickhead. Thanks, James.
So, that was a mini league. So, there was like 15 days of normal competition with that. And then, like, there's one championship day, which I got into because I did well enough. And that one was like, got like 12 questions in the championship thing. And the way the scoring works is a little bit different. So, I'll find out how I do with that at the end of today, because I just submitted my answers. So that's what's on my mind. And that's, I was telling Joey, my James little brother, about that, because he's the one that referred to me to be in the league. And I've enjoyed it.
So it's like private
trivia? It kind of, yeah. If you're interested, I can refer you for the season that's beginning on November 13th.
It's all done via email?
It's all done via – well, you get the email and you click on it and you can go to the website. You can either do it on your phone or on your computer. And you click on the thing that says, I will not cheat. I mean, they can't, like, physically stop you from cheating, but that you click on the thing that says, like, these are my honest answers.
Yeah, it's kind of the point.
Yeah, exactly. and you submit your answers. The scoring is weird because you assign points to each answer, but not for your answers, for your opponent's answer. So, you can assign like
zero. I don't know this. He probably doesn't know this.
Right, exactly. So you sound like, oh, I don't know this. So this is, you know, it's like 0, 1, 2, or 3 points. You sign in like, you know, you have a limited number of each one. There's like 6. So it's like you can sign 1, 0, 1, 3, two of them to be 1-pointers and two of them be 2-pointers. So if it's one that's like really hard, you don't think he's going to get, you make that the 3-pointer. And you think it's really easy, you think he's definitely going to get it. You make that the 0-pointer. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, it's, you can, like, okay, well, this is something like nobody's going to know. But sometimes you're like, nobody's going to know this. But then, like, he gets it and, like, he misses the 0-point one. So it's like, oh, fucking bastard. Like, there was, like, a one about an honorary Oscar about Edna Harrington or some shit. And I was like, nobody's going to know this. And, like, like, what the fuck is this shit? I don't know.
This might just redeem you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get the, one day you'll get the question and be like, what was the first male role played by a woman on Broadway?
Fuck you.
And then you'll be like, the guy you're playing against will be like, there's no way he's going to know this. 3 points. And you're going to come back and go,
Mary Martin, motherfucker. Peter Pan.
Peter fucking Pan.
It's Peter Pan jelly time. Peter Pan. Well, Peter Pan is peanut butter.
It is. It is. You do Peter Pan and jelly.
Peter Pan and jelly time. No. I was about to look up some questions, and like instead of typing in like Learned Lee, I'm typing in fucking Peter Pan now.
Oh, James. Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
James.
Nick.
Welcome to Dork.
Welcome to Dork.
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore, and you're listening to Dork episode 162. So that's exciting.
It is.
In a way.
In a way. Yes.
Well, let's skip the bollocks. Did you catch the new Black Panther trailer?
What? Fuck no.
Are you serious with me right now?
I'm serious. I've been hip deep in school bullshit for the last like several days.
I think you can just call that school shit. But with a S-K-U-L-L. But that'd be skull shit.
Yeah.
So. But no, dude, they dropped a new extended trailer.
Oh, fucking Black Panther trailer too, right there in the Google suggestions.
Uh-huh. And it's all about Wakanda. I've had fucking Toto stuck in my head for the past couple days.
Gonna drag me a lot to drag me away from you.
That's right. Yeah, it's like, hey, welcome to Afrofuturist world. And one white guy. And he's bad.
He's bad.
Also, he survived. So, you know, there you go.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about, what's his face? Andy Serkis.
Claw.
The Claw.
Fucking Claw. Well,
I've already seen this one. Where's the other one? Where's the new one?
It's it should be the one that popped up, like, yesterday.
Yeah, I got it. Official trailer. Dun, yeah, dun, man. Dun. There we go. Yeah. Flying through the waterfalls.
Yep. And I don't know who his villain is, but like I dig the look.
Holy
like they're
fuck.
really creating awesome, a fucking world with that.
That's an awesome throne room. I'm sorry I'm like live watching this as because like I was like, oh yeah, I'll watch it after the show. Fuck that.
No, I gotta get caught up. That's cool.
Let's go.
The wife is home. She just walked in.
Excellent.
And she's dressed well, like a
you enjoy her.
Interrogator from the future. Wearing like a smock, kind of a Logan's Run futuristic smock, and she's got blue hair and just an individual diamond hung around her neck, right at the throat. So it's like she's coming in and going, ah, so I see you have waited for me to come and ask you where your compatriots are. No more food rations for your quadrant. I don't know.
Carousel time. 2008.
Yes.
Explosions happen. Hero. Legend. King.
And there's like three cherry ciders in there.
So. Oh, it's like an invisible car thing happening.
Yeah, it's
Let me know. The world is going to start over.
The whole world.
So the Human Torches have done pretty well for themselves in the world. That's all I'm saying.
We're coming back.
We're coming back. Human Torch? Nah, fuck that, man. I'm Captain America. Human Torch? No, I'm the Black Panther's rival.
It looks like, and I may be misreading this, but it looked like he's got a Black Panther suit too, except it's like purple.
Yeah, something like that.
So, I mean, you can't really have like Iron Man go up against him because he'd just, you know, he's like, no, I have more tech than you. I just can't fly.
Yeah. I mean, he does pretty well like running off the sides of buildings, though.
Righto?
I know. Holy shit. Like, oh, God. I think I just said, oh, God, I just had an orgasm. Yes. All right.
And like that shit where he's hanging off the side of the car and he just puts his claw into the wheel.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Bad
to the ass. Oh, my God. I'm going to watch that about 5 more times right after the show.
Yeah, it looks pretty epic. It looks...
Oh, my God.
It looks really... It's got a real feel of like a... like cyberpunk to it. But at the same time, like, if The Lion King was a cyberpunk flick... like I don't know how to explain it. Because it's a lot of that... you don't know why your father died. You know, like that kind of shit. We're just like, oh, okay. Well, Mufasa's coming, but he's also got a robot suit. Like, they're very, very aware of, like, this is Wakanda. It is in Africa. The culture is different.
Yeah.
That's groovy. It's like...
Taste the preferences, yes.
It's like Blade Runner.
In that, yeah, you know, I was...
Here's,
I definitely
here's
got
the
that
world.
Feeling.
Here's the aesthetic, you know... You are not in New York.
Yes. Oh, man. I forgot. Okay, so Michael B. Jordan's character has an African name, but he's somebody who in the comics adopted a different persona that had like an English or a Western name in the comics. And I can't remember.
Who was he in the comics?
I will tell you in a second. You know, this just dropped. Yeah, okay. So, because the last time I was in front of a computer, really, the New Mutants trailer had just dropped. So I guess I caught it in between. Black Panther. So he is playing Eric Killmonger. Okay. Yeah. So Killmonger is not his regular... Was not his like birth name, not his Wakandan name.
Yeah, Killmonger doesn't have that Wakandan ring to it.
Invoke, yeah.
Oops. Killmonger of the Wakanda Killmongers.
You know, when I was in Wakanda, I stayed with a Bob Killmonger. Is he akin to you?
But yeah, he's got that full body scarification going on. Which is pretty raw.
He's a fictional supervillain appearing in the American comic books. Yeah, his birth name was Najataka. There may be some difference on the emphasis there, but yeah. So I just watched Michael B. Jordan in Creed, and I thought that was pretty good. So.
Well, he's going to be back in Creed 2, written and directed by Sylvester Stallone.
Electric Boogaloo.
So look forward to that. But in the meantime, Purple Panther. That's what I'm calling him.
Purple, I like it, Purple Panther. Not only does it invoke the idea of the Black Panther, except a different, you know, incantation of it, a different like way in which it is interpreted, but it also sounds like a good drink.
Yeah, that is different from the Blue Panther, which was my high school mascot.
Mm.
He didn't go around fighting crime so much as, you know, harassing me for my Cool Ranch Doritos. Like, seriously, because of high school, I still habitually, when I get a little bag of chips, you know, the fun size pack that you get for lunches, I open the top and then I crush all the chips inside into a fine powder, which I then pour into my mouth. Because that was the only way to prevent my chips from getting taken.
Yeah.
Like, no, these are mine. These are my chips.
These chips are my chips. They are not your chips.
Although I found that if I stuck to the jalapeno zaps, I was usually pretty safe.
Yeah, I imagine you would be. You weren't kissing a lot of girls either, were you?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I was not.
Yeah. Yeah, not surprising.
I've been going over that, actually, because I'm working on an outline for my November novel.
Oh, NaNoWriMo.
Yeah, it's coming up. And so I'm getting emails and such. And yesterday it dawned on me, I was like, hey, man, you really should probably start working on an outline because you tried to freehand this shit the last couple of years and you lost. So let's sit down and provide a little fucking structure. So that's what I've been doing. And since it's kind of it's a theme-based memoir of sorts.
And is it a memoir?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like, theme-based? Is it all about, like, you know, these are times in my life when I felt love. These are times in my life when I felt...
No, just betrayal. Religion.
Oh, that's the theme. All right.
And like that can, so there's going to be a chapter just on sex. And so I was like sketching that out and I was like, oh geez, this is going to be really embarrassing. As it should be.
I think I can write 50,000 words on the last sex that Jane and I just had.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Well, don't let her see the new trailer. She'll make you wear one of those hats.
What?
I guess it's a helmet.
Yeah, okay. The Black Panther helmet? I could go for that.
Well, it's available now. You could probably pick one up at Spirit Halloween store.
Oh, and you know what? She's actually making herself a Wonder Woman outfit. Not 1950s, but it's the bombshell, which recalls the 1950s style.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah.
Yeah, I think my favorite version of that would probably be the Diesel Punk Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Which is it's a very weird, specific, in between steampunk and gaslight and cyberpunk, Diesel Punk. It's like if all the DC people worked at a gas station in the 50s.
Okay.
Yeah, just Google it. You'd be like, oh, I get it. Like, it sounds weird, but then it immediately makes sense. And you're like, uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
How is it that I am, however old I am, and I still cannot spell the word diesel? That is awful.
Well, because you, thankfully, are just teaching the kids science.
Well, and, you know, you give them bonus points whenever they call out. It's like, all right, if I make any mistakes, somebody, you get 5 points of you. If you call it out. Actually, yeah, on the images search for Diesel Punk Wonder Woman, Diesel Punk being two words the way I wrote it, the second image that shows up is actually the bombshell outfit that Jane is making.
It's like Diesel Punk, but with more rivets.
Yeah, essentially. Oh, my God. So Jane is turning 31, so she's actually having a 31-zee party. So there'll be people wearing onesies in the house.
Oh, Jesus Christ. A lot of people getting topless to pee.
Yep.
In the bucket in the living room. I know how your parties go.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdly dark. Yeah. Oh,
I was
born, the keg is free, but you pee in the bucket.
Okay.
Do it in the bucket. That's never something you want to hear.
Yeah.
put the fucking pee in the bucket.
No, just do it in the bucket. Like there's never a good place for it to happen. Like to hear that ever. Do it in the bucket.
Do it in the bucket.
I'm gonna barf. Do it in the bucket. That means there's barf in there. It's a barf bucket. I'm putting my face in somebody else's puke. It's making me barf harder. I'm almost barfing just saying that.
Barf harder.
Barf harder.
Barf harder.
Barf harder. Bar. So you saw the New Mutants trailer as well.
I did.
It doesn't look like a New Mutants I recognize at all.
No, it looks like a horror movie.
Asylum-based horror movie, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be part of a trilogy of mutant-based horror movies.
That's interesting, because I guess when I think of some of the darker themed comic books that I saw when, you know, when I read when I was younger, when Bill Sienkiewicz did his run on the New Mutants, that was kind of in that vein. But that's still not what I think of when I think New Mutants. That's not the first thing that comes to mind. I think of, you know, these like young teenage mutants that are just like, you know,
kind
of
new at it.
Yeah, barely got a handle on their powers and like, oh, I'm a werewolf. Oh, I didn't mean to become a werewolf now. Arr! You know, or like, I'm Cannonball. Awkward. Yeah. And I'm Cannonball. I'm just going to, oops, I just went through this room or went through this fucking wall. Shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know. Like you watched, dadgummit, Legion, huh?
No, I still have not seen that.
Well, I can't chastise you on it because the list of shit that I haven't seen that you've seen is far longer. But Legion has a similar feel to it. I won't say too much because I don't want to spoil anything for you, but it's very good. And it's got, it's weird thematically. Like there's a lot of weird shit and weird visuals, but it works. Like it works. So I'm not going to discount this flick.
No, I mean, I agree with you, but I mean, and I understand that when I talk about my perception of characters and me being more open to freer interpretation of the material when I'm less familiar with the characters is kind of on the same vein with like the people that got upset when Iron Man 3 went the way it did with the Mandarin and everything.
I was not happy with that.
Yeah, but like you have higher expectations of what the Mandarin should be, right? So well, like, if you weren't that familiar with the Iron Man, you'd be like, yeah, whatever. It's, you know, it's cool. It's like still, I mean, if you didn't have any familiarity, you'd be like, oh, it's an interesting story, you know. But like, since you have expectations going in, when those expectations are changed or rearranged, or like, you know, it's not high enough for the expectations. They just went in a totally different direction. You are more upset about it. You have
You're like, why did you blow up all the suits? Like $1 billion a pop.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, he's in 5 more movies after that with new suits, so I don't even understand that shit.
Stupid.
But anyway. But you've seen Spider-Man Homecoming, huh?
Not yet. Again, like, I'm behind.
You know, it's one thing. Okay, that's fine. I'm not, that's fine.
No, you could be annoyed. That's totally fair.
Yeah, it's not like, I mean, we're talking about, I mean, but I haven't seen Legion, but it's like, it's a TV show that's on this, you know, network that's not like one of the big 3 or 4 or 5 or whatever many big networks we have now, as opposed to like a blockbuster movie that came out in the middle of the summer.
I am becoming more and more turned off by theaters.
Okay.
Like
It is available on disc, and for the past 2 weeks has been available on online digital.
Oh, I know.
Just to let you know.
It pops up. Sure. I got you. But, you know, that doesn't change the fact that I have not watched it.
Okay, I understand. I mean, I know, like, you had that whole thing that happened with Wonder Woman in the theater, so I'm not going to say you have to go to the theater, but it's now you can bring it to your home. And if you – I will give you the James Brown guarantee. You go buy this at Walmart or Target or Best Buy. You take it home. You watch it. You don't like it. I will pay you $20 to reimburse you for that.
No, I'm just going to rent it.
No, that's fine.
Like, it'll just go right to my TV. I'm trying to remember the last movie I watched now. I feel all like...
Like in the theater or like just in general?
Like, period. Because, like, I've been trying to get Carol and I to start watching more movies because we're like, ah, movie, who's got 2 hours? And then we'll watch like 6 episodes of a sitcom. And you're like, oh, I have that. My bad.
Oh, my bad.
Like watching, like even watching The Orville, which is like 45 minutes long. We're still like, do we have time for it? When we know the night before, we just burned through like 6 episodes of Bob's Burgers that we'd already seen. It's like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, James. It's this weird, it's just so much work. Like, I can't, for instance, I can't eat 6 sandwiches. But if you cut them into little triangles, yeah. Not a problem.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's just like having to sit. Now, we got to watch, we still haven't seen The Dark World, but we got to watch that because the new Thor movie's coming out. And I'm totally going to
Thor the Dark that. World, yes. Sorry, when you said Dark World without seeing Thor, I was thinking Dark City. And I was like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
No, I saw that fucker.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, that came out in the 90s. Totally. but no, but I don't even think I have to enjoy Ragnarok.
Like, probably not.
I don't feel like I'm going to be missing anything. If I went in there and I was like, what's a Thor? Who's that? A hulking? What's the Hulk? Like, if I went in and knew none of that, blam. I think I would still fucking enjoy this movie as much as physically possible. Did you see that little clip that was up last week?
Oh, when they're in the arena and he's like, we all thought you were dead. Loki's here. You know
what I mean? No, not that one. The one, it was just like a little, it's just Taika Waititi and Chris Hemsworth, like just
bantering.
And Taika Waititi's character is this big gray stone monster. And then they're in a room full of weapons. And there was like, I wish I had my hammer. Like, I love my hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Like I could fly with it. He goes, you ride on your hammer? He's like, no, I didn't ride on it. I would spin it and it would pull me off. Into this guy. Your hammer pulled you off? No. Like, I would spin it and then it would carry me away. It sounded like you had a very intimate association with your hammer, almost like it was a good friend. Like, just this fucking stupid thing. Like, they're just... It seems like the whole movie's like that, where it's like, superheroes, but you know what? Fuck it. This is way more fun.
Yeah.
They gave me a budget. I'm doing what I want.
That's how theoretically, like, if the whole, like, superhero movie, like, genre had been, like, if this many superhero movies had come out, like, and they weren't all just Marvel, they were just, like, you know, random superhero movies, they would all, like, be, like, the first or second in their series, and so they would still, like, take themselves so seriously. But essentially, like, Thor Ragnarok is like the 20th sequel to Iron Man, you know? So, like, by the time you get that far into a series, you're having fun with it. But since it's different characters coming in, it's still kind of fresh. And I love the way that they're, like, you know, making things, like, more silly. Like, there's a lot of humor in Spider-Man. There's a lot of humor in, obviously, in Guardians of the Galaxy. And so, like, we've got, like, a lot of fucking MCU movies coming out. And I fucking love the world. And I think everything is great. And if we had different administration in the White House, it would be perfect.
Give it time.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't have to get political. This is Dork.
Let's see. What else did I want to talk to you about?
We already talked about new. Oh, did you read The Martian?
Uh-uh.
Okay, well, never mind then. The guy that wrote The Martian has a new book coming out next month called Artemis, which I think has something to do with about the moon, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I saw that. Is it about a colony on the moon?
Yeah, I think so.
And a thief that lives on the colony or some shit?
Some shit.
Yeah, I saw that today. I returned an Audible book today.
You returned? Excuse me. Sorry. Well, yeah, Bloody Mary's got a lot of pickle in it.
I returned it. Because, like, I got to the end of it, and it was a collection of short stories by a bunch of different authors, and it said clearly on the picture, you know, of the cover, because it's like a trade collection,
right,
of horror stories, and it said on there that it had two stories in it, one by Laird Barron, who's one of my favorite horror writers, and one by Neil Gaiman.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to the end of it, and neither one of them had a story in the compilation.
What?
I'm not saying the compilation was weak, but I listened to the whole 9-hour thing, expecting at any point to hear...
So-and-so by Neil Gaiman.
Window in the Windmill by Neil Gaiman. Or... The Darkness Inside Us by Laird Barron. Like something, like, but it never happened. And so I get to the end of it, and I was like, what the living shit is this shit? So I angrily returned it, but Audible's like, okay, they don't care. They really don't. They're like, oh, you didn't like it? Okay. You listened to the whole thing? Why didn't you like it? Some other reason. Okay. You're sure? Your credit's already back. Like, it's the best customer service. One, you don't have to talk to anybody. Two, it just immediately is just like, hey, go. Yeah. There you are.
All right. Good job. Good job. Hey,
you
buddy.
What you want with
you? You got it, man. All right.
Yeah.
Rock on.
But yeah, there are a couple books I'm looking at right now. You know how it is when you're like, I don't know this author, I don't know their stuff, but apparently they have a lot of stuff that a lot of people like. And I'm trying to get over that whole thing where like people will suggest something to me and I immediately dismiss it. Like the people that know me. They're not like assholes who are like, I'm going to make them listen to something stupid. I also respect their opinions. But whenever somebody suggests something to me, like, oh, you'd like this. My first thought is, no, I won't. Like, it's not, oh, good. I should give it a shot. I should open myself up to this new suggestion by someone I trust.
No.
But no, I slap it to the ground. And so I'm trying to branch out and go, I need to widen my fucking scope. And listen to new things and see new shit, read new material. But, you know, so anyway, one of the suggestions is, I can't remember the name of the book, but the breakdown is this guy lives in a small town and he keeps meaning to leave, but he doesn't because he's waiting for this person who passes through on occasion. And it's a woman in a tricorn hat with a flintlock rifle driving a steampunked out Model A Ford.
Hmm.
And she like swings through and like, it's like a time travel type thing. And I'm just like, that sounds intriguing. And it's like, hey, Nick, we suggest that you might like this book. And I'm like, fuck you. And I read it. And I was like, you know, that does sound something that I might like. Maybe I'll put, so I pushed it up into my wish list.
Uh-huh.
So let me try that. That, that one, The Collapsing Empire, wasn't bad. It really was good. It really was a good like creation of a world, but I feel like it needs 3 or 4 more books, which it may or may not get.
That's the John Scalzi book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one. Like, immediately when I saw it, I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna put that on my wish list," because I had a bad experience with pre-ordering one time, so I don't pre-order anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely was like, "Oh, I need to push that on a wish list." And then like every time I've seen it since it's come out, I'd be like. I'll get something. I'll get this Timothy Zahn book that I read 20 years ago, and I'll just read that again.
Yeah, don't rush. Don't rush to it. It's not one that you absolutely have got to like. Oh, I got to get this one in me. You can give or take it.
Okay.
Amazon has to Ringworld. They want to do a Ringworld series, I think, which could be really good or really awful. I don't know.
That's true of everything.
Are you a fan of the Ringworld series?
I've never read any of them. I've heard about them for ages, and it's just like, you know, I just had never gotten into them.
It is interesting as a sci-fi product. Like so many times, like with modern science fiction, the guys that get it understand that sci-fi should be more like a good sci-fi story or a good horror story is about more than what it's about, you know. It's not about time travel. It's not about monsters. It's not about vampires in particular. It is, but there's a broader theme to it, and it's meant to explain, you know, loss or love or understanding or, you know, something else than what it just puts there. And Ringworld doesn't really do that. Ringworld is really good sci-fi in the fact that it's like creating a world and explaining it with science. It's like playing with Legos, but keeping yourself tethered by physics and you know, grounded in believable science. It's like fucking the Babaverse. Like the Babaverse is very much like Ringworld in that it you're exploring a new world, you're also getting a lot of things explained to you, and you're exploring exploration and the science behind it and the way you would go about it. Ringworld's very realistic about this. It's like, okay, how are we going to do this? These are the technologies we have. Let me explain them to you. How are we going to get together, you know, put our minds together and plot out how we're going to achieve this goal? And that is interesting to many people. I enjoy that kind of stuff. But how that's going to play out with Amazon, I don't know.
That's a broader audience. Yeah, and you know I've been surprised by how well put together a lot of the random what I would think of as random previously shows on these streaming networks have done, like how well they could come together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's a few little Amazon ones that I enjoyed. There's one called Catastrophe. I don't know if I don't think we've talked about it, but I don't know if you heard of it.
Uh-uh.
On Amazon, it's about this American guy that goes to England and like he's on there. They're on a business trip and like winds up meeting this woman and just, you know, fucks her for a week and then goes home and then turns out she's pregnant. So he goes back to England and they try to make a life there, like even though they've just met each other basically, but they decided to like raise these, you know, to see this pregnancy through. And like they're both really not awful people, but they, you know.
Oh, I have seen that. I've seen that. It's comedy.
Oh, yeah. The people that are assholes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did bookmark that in my head.
Yeah.
Well, we watched Lore over the weekend.
Which one is? Oh, wait.
Lore is a series based off the podcast. Podcast Lore, which is like each episode takes like a real thing that happened and then kind of delves into beliefs and superstitions and science surrounding that particular incident. So for instance, one is about the first episode is about
it just came out.
Yeah. That's it's brand new fresh.
Yeah.
But like there's one episode about a supposed werewolf attack, and there's one episode about what do you call it? Seances. There's one about the guy, but then on the other side, there's a guy who invented the transorbital lobotomy and like all the shit going on around that. So like that one of all six of them, that one was the most disturbing. Like Carol and I got to the end of it, we were just like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is wrong with people? But
well, that's because it's, you know, it's real life.
But yeah, it's a decent series. No, it's just like the, like it's all real life. Like all the things in it happened.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's like shit. Something that's not like there's no. I mean, this we're not even talking about the paranormal here or the supernatural.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like these are up. Like. Yeah, because like you can watch a thing and be like, oh, he thinks there was a werewolf. It's like, oh, if you don't believe in werewolves, like, ah, it's not gonna happen, whatever. But then like it's like, oh, it's about transorbital lobotomies, and like, you know, that's a real thing. That's inarguable. Like, ole cheat, man. That you know, this guy could like. Well, I'm about to say he's not going to walk into your house and give you a lobotomy, but.
But the yeah, it was like I was familiar with the guy. Like I knew his shit. I knew that he was like, at one point was driving around. The countryside doing lobotomies for people. You know, on request, like he'd pull up, hey, anybody need a lobotomy, and he got real quick with it. You know, he'd just go whoop whoop. Get it under like 15 seconds. Blam. You know, I've just completely separated the humanity from your loved one. But like it went into depth of it, and like the way that he was just so cold and I don't know. Like it's weird. He was just so fucking proud of the fact that, look, there you go. All better.
At some point he did like two lobotomies at the same time in front of a crowd or something like that.
He was very much a showman.
Yeah. I think they've talked about him on the stuff, How Stuff Works, his network's history podcast. Cause I've listened to a lot of those as well. And this sounds just just smacking me with familiarity. There's some pretty fucking awful people in, that have existed in this world.
Right?
Yes.
Like what the fuck?
Oh, Jesus.
So apparently Big Bang Theory spoiled Justice League with one of their promotions.
Oh,
I say spoiled.
I've only seen the first two episodes of Big Theory. I haven't watched any commercials with it because I don't watch antenna television or whatever you want to call it.
No, there's like some Facebook thing where you can go on and you can click a wheel and it'll spin and tell you which member of the Super Friends you're going to be.
And one of them. Let me guess. So okay. This is the first I've heard of it. So I'm not up on Big Bang Theory. I'm several episodes behind, and I have only seen the latest the main Justice League things. So I'm predicting that you're about to say something about the Justice League movie revealing that Superman is alive.
No, because at this point we all fucking know Superman's alive. Nobody has any doubts that Superman's going to show up in this movie.
Okay, like, so tell me.
Who have they not said? Who have they not mentioned in any of the promos?
Green Lantern?
That's right.
Ah.
Yeah, so they this little wheel spins around and the symbol of all the different characters pops up. And one of the symbols is a stylized Green Lantern symbol. Like it was done for the DC Universe movies.
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone had any fucking doubts. Like, it's just like Green Lantern's going to pop up. You fucking know it. They've talked about it nonstop. But like, they were like, no, you can't say anything.
Oh, come on. Okay. I got Wonder Woman on video because, you know, it's A, it's a fucking kick-ass superhero movie, and B, when Jane and I watched it, she like said, you know, right after the movie ended, she looked at me and she was like, that's awesome. So we watched it, and in the promotion for the, you know, at the beginning of the movie, like part of the movie, when they say like Warner Brothers, and then the next thing is, you know, the DC thing, like the characters they show are, you know, it's like a, you know, Superman in silhouette, and then Batman, and then, you know, with his Batarang, and then Wonder Woman. And Flash, and like Green Lantern's in there. Like he's part of the fucking promotion, or like when you say DC, this is a DC movie, like you put Green Lantern on there. So you should expect Green Lantern to be in the Justice League movie, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, like they've got fucking Cyborg there. Green Lantern's gonna show up.
Yeah.
Like it's fucking Green Lantern. It's not space cops, damn it.
Yeah. Like, if you're going faster than Warp 9 inside the system, then, like, he's going to pull you over.
Hey, knock it off. My bad. Sorry.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. So that, yeah. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
No, everybody's like, one side is the news going, oh, look, DC's pissed. The other side is, like, the general public going, we all fucking knew. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and like that's like saying, oh, you know, once you say like, hey, I'm pissed about that because you're revealing things about the movie, and then like, oh, this is actually going to be in the movie, so this is actually a real spoiler. You know, you're giving it credence. You're giving it clear water.
You're putting a little revival into it.
Yes. I see a Green Lantern rising.
Just a question of which one is it?
Well...
Come on, Hal Jordan.
I hope it's not Guy Gardner. That's all I'm saying. It could be Hal Jordan. It could be Jon Stewart. It can be Kyle Rayner.
Well, I think there's going to be a couple. From what I've heard, that they're going to have at least two.
So, Kilowog?
No, like two Earth ones.
Oh, two Earth ones. Oh.
Yeah.
Why does Sector... God damn it, I can't remember now. 515? No. 616? No, that's Marvel Earth.
That's it, yes.
God damn it. God, I feel like a... Okay. So I know all the words to Lopty Neck from Star Wars Return of the Jedi, but I can't remember the goddamn sector number for Green Lantern, the Earth and Green Lantern universe in DC. God damn it. I feel like such a shit.
I don't remember the sector either, dude. It's okay.
Is it 2814?
Oh, I don't know. Again, I like...
That's what the autocomplete in Google says. So I'm not really like redeeming myself. I'm like actually like looking up, but like, you know. And four. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so Earth is in sector 2814. All right. God damn it. I should have known that. I should have known. I should have been a contender. It doesn't even sound familiar. I feel like that just fell out of my head, and like now I just, you know, I'm like learning it again for the first time.
Hey, James, do your mic thing where you make it, you turn it off and then on again so that you quit sounding like a robot.
No, I like sounding like a robot. I want to be a robot. I want to be naked.
Well, you can do that because I turn off the video. You're free to be nude. We've made that clear.
Naked.
Dork.
Be naked.
Dork is often recorded nude, and we prefer it to be listened to that way. But you're back. That's what
I'm back.
Whatever you, yeah.
I'm bad.
You're black.
Mad. Yes.
I'm mad at your blackness.
Blackness imprisoning me. All I see, absolute horror.
I like to think that's how you start each day. Wake up. Ah, yes.
Let the blackness encompass me.
And we're done.
Tomatoes. Yes, I wake up pale and then I have to summon the blackness.
That's weird. I wake up completely dark. But it's my own fault because my cat is black and my dog, Moss, is black, and they're the ones who sleep next to me. So I wake up covered in fur. So I didn't just have to shake it off. So I wake up singing Taylor Swift's Shake It Off.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
So my days are decidedly less metal than yours, James.
Yes. Well, at least you don't wake up singing Casey and the Sunshine Band like shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
Man, fuck you. That's going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
That's my mutant power, man. That's my mutant power.
It sucks. Not a fan of your mutant power.
Well, this,
I'm officially your arch enemy.
Yeah, well, they're going to base a character off of me in the second New Mutants movie. Yeah. I'm going to be like, you know, it's like, you know, do not talk to him or let him speak. And then, like, I'm going to talk and, like, I'm going to get, like, people songs stuck in people's heads. And they're going to be like, you know, shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake.
Shake your booty.
Well, I'm your archenemy. My mutant power is the ability to make you just barely not remember the thing that you're trying to remember. But you know it.
Yeah. So we're gonna hit somebody at the same time, and they're gonna get a song stuck in their head, but then they're not gonna be able to remember the words, and it's gonna like bug the fuck out of them.
Oh, dude, with our powers combined, we could kill somebody.
Shake your. Shaking. What the fuck? What am I shaking? Am I shaking my salt shaker? No.
Use me while I kiss this guy? That's not right. What is the tune to that? How does that go? Like that. Just a whole city wiped out with that. It's all standing around water. Oh, what is the tune to Funky Town? How does it doesn't start with Funky Town, right? What is the
Oh, something. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Ghostbusters. No, that's not it.
God damn it. And later it goes like, dun, 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 won't you take me to... Dun. But what's before that?
It doesn't start Funky Town.
Oh.
Kill them both. We take on the... We'll take on the Justice League.
Yeah.
But and you'll be like, hey, Superman.
Talk about it.
They all land. Blam! Evildoers, we've come to bring you to justice. Like, oh yeah, Superman? I bless the rains down. And he starts he starts to say it, but I go, not so fast. No! It's kryptonite. Except not, because his kryptonite is kryptonite.
Yes.
What is but your you'll throw it at him.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, I don't know. I forgot what I call that. What is that? This sucks, but what the fuck?
It's like a cryptogram. Cryptomorph.
Why am I worried about that now? I'm dying. That's all I can think about. You know what I mean? And one woman's like, I accidentally got tangled up in my lasso. How did this? Does anybody know these knots? I do. Wait, shit. What is that called? Like, they just focus on the unimportant little shit.
Yeah. In
the
day.
What is this? The little plastic things on the end of your shoelaces. What do you call those?
Oh, they're yeah.
Oh, they've got a name.
Starts with a vowel. Oh, shit.
Barry, help! No, I'm trying to tie my shoe here, and what is this called? And we're like robbing banks like crazy. Then Batman shows up and he whips out an iPhone with that version of Shazam where you can just hum into it and it'll tell you the song.
Because fuck Batman, because he's always prepared. He's like...
No, then we get him. What you do is you go, Cape Crusader, you think you have us now? Na 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 na. And he's like, na 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 na. And I'm like, no. And he's like, what? What is that? What is that song? What is it? And it wrecks him. That would like wipe, that would blend his brain into scrambled eggs. He's like, I should know this. And it's like crossing universes and stuff. Who's Adam West? Like, just like he has no fucking clue what's going on. And you and I hop in the Batmobile and tear ass off to Vegas.
Yeehaw! Well, we can't stop there. It's Bat Country.
Jesus, man. Fuck. You know what? I can't think of a better place to end. It's too good. I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore, and you have been dorked.
You have indeed been dorked.
Is that what it was? What is that?
Been dorked?
How does that go? I don't even remember our theme music. Which is understandable because it's theme music. Like
the Brady Bunch's people in the story never said, it's a story of us, you know.
Of Brady Bunch.
Who was Brady? All the Brady with the bunch.
No, they do say Brady Bunch at the end, though. Maybe all became the Brady Bunch.
I know, but like during the actual show, like not during the opening of the thing, they never sing the Brady Bunch song.
They never referred to themselves as the Brady Bunch, did they?
Not to my knowledge.
It was just used derogatorily by their neighbors.
Those fucking Brady Bunch. Goddamn Brady six Bunch. Kids. We can do it with six kids. I bet they're all fucking each other, too. They're not related by blood.
Each other. Yeah, they're fucking. I look at them.
Marsha and Greg, they're getting it on.
And you know that you know Greg's
Greg and his stepmom. Yeah.
I heard the dad was gay.
Yeah.
Those aren't even his boys.
He's yeah, so they're not really harem. Anybody. They could be fucking everybody.
What shit was that?
Shit, yeah.
Later, James.